This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, free money is available to graduating high school seniors and current college students studying agriculture. The Montgomery County Farm Bureau Foundation is offering 6 scholarships this year. Foundation Chair Heath Houck says the application process is fairly simple, and the foundation does more than just offer scholarships.
Every year we offer our scholarships. We offer 3 $1,500 scholarships to graduating high school seniors, and then we also offer 3 $1,500 scholarships to kids that are in college, that are continuing into college. So they can apply for that 2 times. They can receive it as a high school senior, and then again the following year or in years to come. It doesn't have to be consecutive or anything. And really the only requirements that we have are that they are a Farm Bureau member and that they are going into an agricultural field in their studies. So that's kind of just a general overview of what they are.
So pretty easy to apply and be eligible, it sounds like. So a great opportunity for those students that are in school. That money can go a long ways, $1,500. Other things that the foundation supports, I guess. You're involved with local youth, not just through scholarships.
Sure. We also, as foundation, the Foundation of Montgomery County, we support the FFA chapters throughout the county. If there is a need there, we do have, it's a short little form there that they can fill out and ask for some funds to help them out. I know things are tight with the state and everything, so we try to help where we can. The main goal of the foundation in our county is to help with education, whether it be a young leader tour, going somewhere in the county to Work Saver or Pioneer or something like that, or anything that deals with education. We try to help out the most we can with 4-H, different things there. There's a lot of organizations that we try to support there.
I know there's a few different sources of funding for the foundation, but one of the main ones are donations from local farmers, members, and they're helping support all of those activities.
Yes, the foundation mostly is benefits through the donations that are given, and the easiest way to do that is when you get your dues renewal in October, there's a line on there that says that you can donate to the foundation. And you can give anywhere. You can give a dollar. You can give $5. You can give $100. And that's primarily where we're getting most of our money to continue to support that program. We've been fairly fortunate over the past years to be able to give out the scholarships that we do. A lot of people do support the foundation, and we greatly appreciate all donations anywhere that they come from.
Well, it definitely is a great branch of Farm Bureau, that foundation money to help these students and young FFA members, and hopefully then they can get involved with Farm Bureau, and there are several opportunities for young members. There's a young farmers group in the county and also some collegiate opportunities.
Yes, anybody over the age of 18, and honestly, if there's somebody that wants to get involved while they're in high school, we're not going to turn you away. Basically, our young leader group, I like to kind of call it an extension of FFA through high school. Our group in general, as you look at it today, a lot of people think when it's called young farmers or young leaders, they feel like it's got to be, you need to be from a farming background. Well, when you look at our group, the makeup of that it is today, and you can attest to this as well, Katie, that we don't have I believe that I'm the only full-time farmer in our group that's involved right now. Everyone's involved in agriculture, and a lot of them are involved in production agriculture, but it's not necessarily their sole source of income. We have teachers, radio broadcaster. We have people. They have livestock. We have people from the FSA office. There's a lot of different ag businesses that are involved there. So we accept anybody that would be interested. It's 18 years old to 35. And then, like I said, if there's somebody that's younger, come on out. Just so that they're aware, every major university in the state of Illinois has a collegiate Farm Bureau program that's set up. And also in the past year, past couple years, they've started to include the junior colleges. And Lincoln Land, they began their program here in, I believe it was October. It was September or October. They chartered their Farm Bureau Collegiate Group. And the Farm Bureau Network, it greatly helps you in a lot of different avenues, especially with networking. And I encourage all high school members that are going on to college to maybe consider being a part of that Collegiate Farm Bureau to enhance some of your skills.
Several opportunities, and you just talked about quite a few of them, Heath, and they are really a great way to network and meet new people. And why not start with applying for a scholarship? So if someone's interested and they think, hey, I might qualify for this, how do they get an application? Tell us what they need to do.
You can get the application. It's really pretty simple. You can either call the office, call Bob or Julie and ask them about the application and how to get it. Or you can just stop in person and pick it up. I know they always appreciate that, being able to see members across the county come in and get the application. And I would recommend personally going ahead and getting started on that, even though it's not due until March 5th this year. I never heard of get it done early and not wait till the last minute, because like you said earlier, Katie, it's $1,500, and that money does go a long way. Even though college is expensive, every dime helps. And I would say if you have any questions as well on whether or not you would consider your field of interest is agriculturally related, I would just go ahead and give a call to Bob and double check with him on that, because agriculture covers such a broad area anymore. You want to be sure, and if you're in doubt, go ahead and apply. The worst thing that can happen is someone say no, so you don't know unless you try.
Once again, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau scholarship application deadline is March 5th, and for questions or more information, call the Farm Bureau office in Hillsboro at 217-532-6171. And we'll be back with more after these messages. Looking at national ag news, Brazil is considering removing a 20% tariff on ethanol imports from the U.S. An agriculture official from Brazil said Wednesday the decision could depend on the U.S. lifting a ban on fresh beef exports from the country. Brazil imposed the ethanol tax last year on U.S. imports that exceed a 600 million liter annual quota to protect local producers. But the tariff was also seen as a retaliation to the U.S. ban on shipments of fresh beef from Brazil following a food safety scandal. The ban on fresh beef exports could be lifted by April, according to Brazil, which claims the nation has submitted all materials requested by the United States to address concerns over beef exports. Brazil says it's waiting for the U.S. to decide whether the issue is resolved. Cargill has signed a joint venture agreement with the largest North American producer of pea protein, stepping into the plant-based protein market. The agreement with Purist is called a game changer in terms of taste and vertical integration in plant-based protein, according to Cargill officials. Meeting Place reports Cargill's financial backing and market reach will drive significant expansion of the operation by Purist globally. The announcement comes just months after Cargill invested an undisclosed sum in Memphis Meats, a company that has developed beef, chicken, and duck protein from animal cells. Cargill joins other large meat companies investing in alternative protein sources. Tyson Foods in 2016 acquired a 5% stake in plant-based meat alternative maker Beyond Meat and boosted its stake last month. In September of last year, Nestle USA purchased Sweet Earth, a manufacturer of plant-based burritos, burgers, and other foods. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.